Steve Burness. He is the president and chief executive officer of Chicago's Better Business Bureau. The BBB is a private nonprofit organization that for over 100 years has helped consumers and recommends businesses and other charities. He's a friend of WGN. Steve, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, good evening. Thank you so much for having me today, Karen. I appreciate it.
Let's start with online scams. There's so many things to say here, but can you bullet point for our listeners some of the things that you're seeing that are scamming people that they may not be aware of?
Yeah, of course. Around the holiday season and all the, during all the time, scammers have shifted now towards the online marketplace because most consumers have shifted there themselves since the pandemic. So what we're seeing at the Better Business Bureau is online shopping scams remain the number one scam reported both locally here and nationwide as well. They're out in full force around the holiday season, as you mentioned. But one of the things we see most times and recently is false advertising and phony websites. If a company, you know, is really selling the hottest item of the year at unbelievable low price, that's usually a warning sign. It's usually a scam in itself. And consumers don't realize, you know, how easy it is to create a fake website. AI can do it in about 90 seconds. AI can create fake ads, fake products as well. And we're seeing that a lot. And people are not checking the URL, which means the web address, as it basically just clicking on an ad that may appear. You know, the marketing agency may be following you through the cookies on your computer. So they look at a TV set, and all of a sudden, an hour later, you see this great price on a TV or set you were just looking at. You click on the ad, you don't know where you're going, and sometimes it's a fraudulent site.
So what should you be looking at? What in particular, when you see this ad comes up on your computer and you're, you know, a big screen TV, and what do you do to make sure this is legitimate?
We got to make sure you understand who the retailer is and where that website is actually going. A lot of times people click on it, they don't know where it's going, or they just click on it and they see a great-looking website and think it's authentic and real and it's accurate. Unfortunately, the scammers, you know, kind of throw their websites in there and they put their ads at the top of the Google return. So you may think you're in a legitimate website. So you want to look at that website and do some checking on them before giving your money. So what I mean by that is doing research with the Better Business Bureau, putting that name of the company in the website and on Google and put the word scam next to it and see what comes up. And you want that company to have some type of track record. What I mean by that, you want to know something about them, you know, who has a file on them, what kind of customer reviews they have, what's their grade with the Better Business Bureau. I think a lot of times consumers in our fast-paced society just click on the link, and they buy it, and they give the credit card, and then they think they're done, and they do all the research after they've been scammed. Karen, they should have done that ahead of time, they wouldn't be scammed. And that's probably my biggest frustration. I've been doing this for 38 years now. A lot of times consumers, when they come to us, it's too late. They didn't scam their money's offshore somewhere and you can't get it back. But they do all the research after they've been scammed to realize they've been scammed. If they would have done this ahead of time, they wouldn't have lost their hard-earned working money.
Let's talk about return policies because, you know, again, if it's a scam website, they're probably going to promise really good return policies. But let's say we have a legitimate company that is selling you something. Tell us about what you should be looking for because and what do they have to return and what don't they have to return?
Well, basically, refunds and exchanges is a privilege, not a right. So a lot of consumers think they automatically get their money back regardless of what happened. But unfortunately, it's not the case. So you know, companies are required to have a refunds and exchange policy, and they have to tell you this policy, or should tell you this policy, rather, ahead of time. I think a lot of consumers don't ask that question. Then they try to return it, and they realize they might have bought an end-of-year clearance item. There's no refunds exchanges on it. Or sometimes we see, Karen, a lot of times the retailers around the holiday season, I'm talking to smaller retailers, change their policy to exchange only. So if you buy an ugly tie or something, then you have to continue to buy an ugly tie at that store with another tie because it's exchanges only. And I think, you know, consumers never look for refunds and exchanges policies. And that's one of the things they should do before purchasing the item and looking at restocking fees. Sometimes there's a $300 restocking fee if it's a major appliance or if it's a TV or some type of electronic, there can be a restocking fee. So there's that questions have to be directed ahead of time, and where do you return it? You bought online, do you have to go to a brick-and-mortar store? Do you have to return it? Who pays shipping? All these questions should be asked ahead of time.
Steve, I err on the side of just using Amazon, and I know that some people want to go to the smaller retailers, and they're not into the big box stores and whatever. But when you deal with Amazon, at least you kind of know who you're dealing with. Is there some thought that maybe you should, instead of getting $20 off from some company that you don't know, that you just buy it on Amazon, even if it's a little bit more, to make sure that you're getting what you're asking for?
That's a great question. We're asked that question all the time. There's a lot of great businesses out there, and unfortunately, it's the bad actors or scammers who ruin it for everybody else. If you just do your research on that particular organization, because, you want consumers to shop local. A lot of small businesses rely on consumers, purchasing not only during the holiday season, but any time of the year. So there's so many great businesses, Karen, out there. We want consumers just to do the homework ahead of time. And you see the scammers don't have a track record. They have a large file on many different organizations. A lot of times they have F ratings with the Better Business Bureau, and consumers check all that after the fact. So the only thing we ask you to do is never buy something right away without checking out that company. So what I mean by that, if you get an ad appears, people think that they're on Amazon, an ad appears. Well, that's a third party. That's not Amazon. That's a third party who bought an advertisement or have access to your computer and throw that ad at you, and you think you're buying from them, you're not. So you have to look at the website, the URL, and making sure. And we've seen fake websites with people using, saying they're Amazon, and they're not. They're imposters. And basically, they may change Amazon to Amazon blank something, .com, and you think you're on Amazon's website. So it's best if you check the retailer out and go to the retailer's website, whether it be Big Box Store or whether it be a local retailer in your neighborhood.
We are talking to Steve Burness. He is the President and Chief Executive Officer of Chicago's Better Business Bureau. And before we take a break, can you tell our listeners how to get to the Better Business Bureau online to look at people at the ratings for companies and get some of these tips that are on your website?
Yeah, everything is on our website at bbb.org. And that's where all of your information on inquiries, you can check out a company, you can file a complaint against the company, we can seek a resolution for you. And basically, you can look for companies that you can trust, Karen. So if you are looking for a retailer, if you're looking for a heating company or waterproof or buying a car, you can put that information in the computer, and we have a database of BBB accredited businesses that you can do business with that we have already vetted in some way, and that they meet our standards of business operations.
Highly encourage everyone to do it. This is a free service. This is not government. This is not funded by companies. This is all independent. It's a nonprofit. They've been in business for over 100 years. Why not use it? Let's take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about porch pirating, which apparently is topping $4 billion in losses every year. I actually misspoke. The losses from porch pirates, according to your press release from the BBB, is $8 billion, and that's a B, billion dollars last year.
That's across the nation, yes, $8 billion.
Unbelievable. So tell me, what is a typical porch pirate situation? Is somebody actually sitting there watching your porch, or, is this a group of people? Is this a random neighbor? What is the typical situation?
Typical situation seems to be everybody. It seems to be a random group. It seems to be a local person. It seems to be organized crime. It's an $8 billion type of scam that's happening all across the nation. And Chicago in the metro region is the worst when it comes to as well. We even beat out New York City. Last year in the Chicago in the metro region, we had $254 million to porch pirates. So basically what they do is they either follow the truck or they just go driving down the street and see what boxes are on people's porches. And they just pick them up and they run away. You see a lot of those on the porch, on those porch cameras as well. But one thing when they come to us, the consumer, they always say, I didn't think it would happen in my area. It does happen. It happens all over Chicago and Northern Illinois and all across the nation. And it continues nonstop. And what we suggest consumers to do is to make sure that you are home when you have it delivered, so you can obviously pick the time when you are delivered. You're not going to be home, ask a neighbor to pick them up or have them dropped off at a local of the locker boxes. Those delivery services company have those boxes at your local retail stores that you can pick it up in a locked locker. But other than that, you just got to take those packages right off the doorstep as soon as you get that notification. A lot of times, you know, people, I'll get to it later, and they come out and it's gone. It happens all the time, and it seems to be increasing year over year. And like I mentioned earlier, it seems like consumers have really shifted to online buying, and that's where the scammers are. And that's what it happens year, time and time again.
And I, you know, people say, well, I've got a camera, you know, on my door. Well, it doesn't help when someone's wearing a hoodie and sunglasses and doesn't park their car within, you know, eye shot. So, you know, that doesn't really protect you at all. So that's really something that we all need to be very, very careful. And that, to me, is one that we have complete control over. I mean, if you have to have it delivered to a neighbor who's home, I have it delivered to my work address. If you have a place where you can have it delivered, that just makes all the sense in the world. Let's pivot to the next one, which is giving. And it looks like we had a really good year for giving. I think what is the day of the year that we have the Giving Day? I guess we exceeded what we've ever done as far as people giving to charity. What should we be careful of when we give? And people are in a generous mood this time of year. They get their bonus. They feel sorry for people who are less fortunate. What should people look for before they hit the send button?
Exactly. Everybody's in a holiday spirit, and they want to give. And we suggest you give, but give wisely. We just had the largest day is the Giving Tuesday just occurred, but the charities will continue asking for money through the end of the year. The key to remember, Karen, is that if a charity wants your money today, they're going to want it tomorrow, and they're going to want it next year. The scammer wants your money today, and that's it. So there'll be a quick hit. They got to make this donation. Their caller ID may say the charity's name, and it's not the charity because you can manipulate caller ID. I think consumers don't realize that. But I think consumers need to double-check the charity names and the websites. Scammers always, you know, mimic reputable organizations, look like names and fake websites. And always verify you're donating to the correct charity by, you know, visiting, you know, sources like the Better Business Bureau. We have weowngive.org, which rates charities on 20 different standards for charitable accountability. But there's other sites as well. You can do some research on them. The key, though, is, like I said, that scammers just call you out of the blue, and they want this money, and you think it's a charity that you may have donated in the past to, or it sounds like charity, and you realize that you've been duped by a scammer who takes advantage of the situation. We want the money to go to organizations, because it transforms lives, these charities, as you know, but it has to reach these organizations, and that's the key. And also, like high pressure, you know, any type of emotional appeal, like you got to do it now. They may put a picture of a puppy, a sick puppy or a child or whatever it may be, kind of put that emotional appeal on it. They want you to make that quick decision. And remember, AI can generate emails as well. AI can generate pictures and make it, you know, even celebrity endorsements of that particular charity we have seen, where the celebrity did not endorse that charity, but they're using AI to make it look like. So you've got to check out the charity, make sure to check on the background of the charity, where the money is actually going. And again, the charities want your money today, they'll want it tomorrow and next year, and that's the key, Karen.
And the other thing that one of your press releases talks about are the travel scams. And this was particularly interesting to me because travel in some ways has gotten a little easier because you can go online yourself and book trips and book different things. On the other hand, there are so many mistakes you can make and so many ads that pop up promising you cheap airfare and cheap places to stay. Tell us what you are seeing as sort of trends in this holiday travel scam.
Well, we're seeing an increase in these types of travel scams and hotel scams where it's actually those imposters making you think and makes it look like it's a legitimate site or the well-known site itself. And you have to be very careful because sometimes they purchase ads and it makes you think you're looking at a XYZ Airlines. And it's actually not. It's just an imposter doing that. So you have to make sure you're dealing with, again, trusted organizations. Always book through official airline, hotel, or travel company's website. Avoid clicking on those deals from emails and texts, especially social media ads. We're seeing a lot of increase in social media ads where they have pictures of these exotic getaways, but they're somebody else's property. And they're just using those pictures to make you think it's their property, and then they give us your credit card, and then they say, okay, your credit card didn't go through, give us your credit card again. And then you give them a secondary card because you think their first card's broke, but they actually just want two credit cards from you instead of one to just steal from you as well. And any unconventional payment methods, you know, wiring money or gift cards, Karen, that's the tip off to the rip off on that. Anything that they want to get you away from a credit card, and that's the key. Use your credit card. That's your safest protection, as you know, Karen, and even over your debit card, because if your debit card gets stolen or compromised, the bank will do the investigation again, but it could take 2 or 3 months, and they put a lock on your account. Then you hold on your money, and then you can't pay your bills. So be very careful on that side.
And one last press release that you sent me was interesting, is the puppy scams. This is a new one to me. Can you tell our listeners very quickly about how these things work?
Sure. There seems to be an increase in the spike always during the holidays, and this year's is happening as well. We just did a recent investigation, the Better Business Bureau released it few weeks ago. French Bulldogs, Dachshunds, and German Shepherds are the popular breeds that a lot of the scammers are using. They kind of lure you with a picture of a puppy at a reduced amount. It's a beautiful puppy, beautiful dog or cat, whatever it may be. And then they ask you to wire them money, or they ask you to, you know, send money some other way, or give your credit card. And they keep charging you, oh, the dog needs shots, or the dog needs a bigger cage. So if you're buying online a puppy, which is safe to do, if you know who you're buying from, and you should meet the breeder and the dog itself. If they can't meet you, that's the tip-off to rip-off, Karen. That's where we see a lot of the scams. We have a scam tracker that keeps track of scams all across North America, and that's where the number one is when you can't meet them. There's always some excuse that we got to get rid of the dog quickly, and we got to get it out of the house. And I'm on military leave. I've got to go. You know, I'm called up or whatever it may be, and you can't meet them in any way. We've seen a Glencoe woman lost almost $1,000. She was trying to buy a cat online. It was just a fake website. And when we did the reverse Google search, which most people aren't aware of, you can take a picture. When you go to Google search, you can right-click it and do a reverse search. And you can see where that picture is. These scammers use the same picture all across the world, because this is not only a local problem, Karen. This is all happening across the globe.
Interesting. And again, I'm going to say this, and I'm sure you endorse this, Steve. When you're younger, you're a little more savvy about these things, and your eyes are a little quicker to look at the scams and see that they might be scams, phishing, and all these types of things. But older people who are just not used to this thing, you know, are a little more, vulnerable. And so take time with your loved ones. Take time with your neighbors if you know they're online shopping and doing these types of things, to just ask them if they know or if they need help, because I get these calls all the time, and they're heartbreaking when people are living paycheck to paycheck and they lose $1,000 or $2,000 or even worse. That really impacts their lives. So these are all good pieces of advice. Steve, tell us where we can go to the BBB and what the BBB offers on its website.
So good. Everything online is at BBB.org. That's our website. It's online. It has all our information on preventing being scammed, the tips we talked about today, but more tips on there as well. Again, if you see a scam, report it. The scam tracker keeps track of all the scams across North America. All the law enforcement agencies has access to that scam tracker to help put these companies or bad actors out of business. But the only way, Karen, as you know, we've both been doing this a long time, is the only way to put scammers out of business is not to give them your business. So do the research at the Better Business Bureau website ahead of time. And if you want to find a business you can trust, look at BBB.org. You can find a business that you can trust. Look for the BBB seal, which is a sign of a better business.
Thank you so much for joining us. Happy holidays to you. And come join us again and give us some more good tips.